Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of
Miami-ish.
It's your host Rissa and
Naima. What it do?
Welcome back once again episode. This is another installment of our quarantine episode. We don't know when quarantine's gonna be over, but you know, we're maintaining. How have you been maintaining?
I'm tired of this shit. I don't know what day I'm on, like 30 something, maybe 40. I don't know what day it is, but it's, you know, it's been up and down. For the most part, it's been steady in the sense of mentality and drive, routine. That's key, making a routine, I would say. How about you?
I have been keeping busy myself. I haven't had a problem keeping busy as of lately. I feel like I could still be doing like adding like a few more things. I haven't really felt, the only thing like that I kind of feel I'm like kind of like about is not having that steady income.
Heard.
You know, that's right. Kind of been, you know, the major difference that I'm just starting to feel now. Not that, you know, like I'm doing bad, but just almost like it's like feeling weird that like it's going by like week after week and I'm not really getting a check.
Heard,
it's kind of like, okay, you know what I mean? So that part's kind of bothering me, but like I have been keeping busy, so I haven't been focusing on
the issues,
anything negative, right. You know, any of the issues. So that's really good. You know what I mean? But I definitely would like to go to the beach, but I haven't had a chance to focus on that. But one thing that I have been getting frustrated about sometimes is like when I talk to a person and we're catching up and it's kind of like, you know, it's almost like they're waiting for me to kind of have a story to tell them. And it's kind of like, have you forgotten that, you know, I'm in the house all day for the most part?
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Got so it. Like,
oh,
okay.
What's up with you? Like, you know what I mean? Wanting me to, like, almost, like, tell them some new stuff. And it was like, it's not like I have, like, I just went somewhere and I did, you know.
True,
like,
yeah.
I'm basically staying in the house. I don't really have much to talk about. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
exactly.
We definitely got to get more creative with our conversations.
Right.
Yeah, it's not about, like, what
you
doing
did
now.
Today.
Yeah,
right.
It's like,
I get that. Like, what you doing? It's like, bitch, what you think I'm doing? Like, what
right.
you doing? Like, what's
the same
up?
Thing I've been doing. I've been right. doing in the house. I mean, I go to the grocery store whenever that's needed, and that's the freak it. Like, I haven't been going to no parties. There hasn't been
right.
no parties that I know of.
True.
But one thing I have noticed that I found weird that because I had bought something on OfferUp. And both the person and I both had masks on, by the way, just as a disclaimer. But so I just noticed a lot of people are out, like in the Brickell area, just living their best lives.
Would you say like just working out or just being out and about?
Just literally just getting air, which I understand, like people are probably stir crazy, but at the same time, you know, I know people are being urged to stay home,
right?
And it's just like, and like even like being on the street today. Driving, it was traffic
in Brickell.
There was traffic
on
like Biscayne, you know what I mean? So I was like,
I noticed that. What's that you said that last week I was, you know, running some errands and I saw like a lot of cars on the street. It was like three mm-hmm. o'clock, 2 to 3 o'clock. I was like, okay, this is a lot of traffic, you know what I mean, in comparison to like
what
the couple weeks
to.
before.
Yeah.
And the streets were damn near empty, so you know, I guess like I'm guessing as long as everyone is in the house by the time that, you know, we have to be in, I guess they're not tripping really. Because a lot of people are still working and doing Uber or doing, what's the other one called? Where you drop off
Lyft?
The food?
Lyft, Instacart.
Instacart and stuff like that. But damn, like, it has been a lot of traffic that I've seen.
It's been a lot of traffic. And I thought that they were going to open up the beach.
Right,
they fooled us
and had us hyped. Because I'm not gonna lie, there was a percentage of me that was hyped to fucking, I didn't even care to even test the waters and just put my feet in the sand and then be out. Like, I wasn't even trying to be like crazy over there, but yeah, it kind of sucks. What do you think about the second wave? The second wave of people being affected by coronavirus, supposedly.
I believe that it's definitely possible. You know, just thinking about like immune system wise, and you know, I haven't really done much research on that, so
yeah,
I try not to speak on things for the most part that I you know, I don't really know facts about. But I haven't really been doing any research. I've been focusing on myself personally, just like staying healthy, but
Same.
Not so much about the issue at hand.
Yeah.
But But yeah, you've been doing I think that that's very possible because I think that once, you know, it just seems like it makes sense. You know what I mean? Because once we get well, or you know what I mean? Like they start opening stuff up because economy wise.
Right.
And then people are going to be out. And then, you know, because you know, unless you've been tested, you don't know if you have corona.
Right. Exactly.
There could be people that's been at home this whole time that they have corona too. We don't know.
It's true.
Like there's so many loopholes that can happen. So that's why I think that makes the second wave very possible.
Yeah.
And there's people that haven't been abiding by and, you know, been doing weird stuff.
That's
you know?
True. Well, speaking about health, I've been doing like the, was it intermittent fasting?
Mm-hmm. How's that been going?
And I would say this is like day 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. And just been trying to work out, like trying to keep working out and stuff. And then implementing like things little by little. So like the first thing was the working out thing. And the second thing was like kind of slowly changing the food habits a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then adding the fasting into the routine.
So
and
it's what, been, break down the fasting thing.
So from what the versions of what I was trying to do was I just wanted to get straight to it and just try it out. I didn't want to read too much about it, but after I started to do it, I started reading. So some people do it for 7 days, like to try it out or to test it. And I think it needs about 7 days to actually start affecting you in some type of way. Of course, everyone's body's different. But then there's another version of it where it's like 30 days that you can do. I don't, I'm not saying I'm going to do 30 days, but I'm definitely taking it day by day. And I feel better. I mean, I feel good in general. It's just the first couple days trying to get used to the eating situation versus working out. So like, you know, I work out in the daytime, then I'll wait to eat. So you have like this window. And I think it's an 8-hour window. So it's like 16 hours not eating and then 8 hours being able to eat in that time slot. So I've been trying to eat just home cooked meals, you know what I mean? It's not like
you have no date choice unless you, know, you like, want to waste money.
Yeah, yeah, but you know I'm not like eating bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that's been good. Just trying to keep the hang of it. You know what I mean? It's actually working out pretty good. I'll say like I lost like 4 to 5 pounds so far.
Oh really?
Yeah. So that's been good. That's what I've been doing to keep kind of busy or sane. And also,
girl,
you know,
let me start fasting too, girl.
Right, right. You know? But once you start, the thing is, what I realize about it when you start. When you start eating in your window, like I'll have, for example, the first 2 days I had like 2 meals, right? And I was kind of concerned about that. Like, am I overeating in the hours that I'm eating?
Mm-hmm.
But then like the 3rd, 4th day, I'll eat the 1 meal and it's like, I already start getting really full. So I'm guessing like whatever it's doing is like shrinking my appetite and my stomach. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just be happy with the 1 meal, just one nice meal. And then it's like your body starts to adapt to it if you don't overthink about it too much. You know what I mean? So it starts like going together. So today I had the 1 meal again. I'm lying. Actually, I had cereal. I went to sleep. I got back up and I had like a hearty meal. And that was it. Like, that's it. Just water the rest of the day. And there's not really a craving like that going. Like, I'm not going crazy. Like, I thought I might have been.
So what are you fasting from?
So I'm fasting for diet and I'll say spiritual reasons.
But you're fasting from like meat or you're just
I'm fasting you're from just fasting I'm during fasting, certain hours. I'm fasting for the hours, but like that's what I want to do. Gradually I want to take the meat out of my diet, but granted like right now we're eating what we have type of shit, so I don't want to limit myself to just certain things if I can't get it.
Well girl, we might be having a meat shortage. That's what I was hearing.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I heard about that too. Why? Cuz it's like poisoned or some shit?
Well, no, because some workers that are farmers actually have COVID. So they can't work.
That's
so, you know, like they're losing, you know, kind of like manpower, so to speak. So if they're not there to help produce, then, you know, that's going to slow down and all that
kind
of
stuff.
And then if that happens, then the meat's going to be hella expensive, which is going to suck. Yeah, so
I'm good off that.
So speaking of, let's get into our Miami shit for this week. I thought this shit would be really interesting. Speaking of quarantining.
Quarantine.
So, Florida man pulls a gun on a neighbor who reported failure to self-quarantine, cops say. A Hialeah man didn't take kindly to a neighbor reporting him to authorities for failing to self-quarantine after possible exposure to the novel coronavirus. Police say Santiago Polino, 63, pulled a gun on the neighbor who called the Florida Department of Health on him for failing to remain inside after returning from a trip to New York. Hialeah police arrested on a charge of aggravated assault. he made his first appearance in circuit court. New York has been the epicenter of the country's outbreak of COVID, the illness caused by that originated in China. Blah. Okay, sorry. Earlier this month, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ordered anyone coming from New York to self-quarantine for at least 14 days to stem the transmission of the virus. Polina, who lives in Hialeah, had recently returned from his native New York, according to a police report. A neighbor who has known Polina for years noticed him hanging around the apartment complex and filed a complaint with the Florida Department of Health.
Damn.
How Polina found out about the complaint was unclear, police said, but he found the neighbor and another person in a car outside the complex. After expressing how upset he was about being reported, he stated that he was going to kill them as he pointed the gun directly at both victims.
Oh, shit. Okay.
The victims fled the scene. On Wednesday, after the victims called police, Hialeah cops went to Polino's home, grabbed him up after a brief struggle. He admitted to being on the scene, but denied having a gun. But, you know, turns out that
so what do you think about that? Like, what do you, like, what do you think if your neighbors did that shit to you? Like, how would you feel?
My advice just to any and everybody, including myself, you just have to be wary of your surroundings,
right.
You know?
Exactly.
Like, you don't know who's watching you. You don't know, like, people are really taking it serious, which is nothing wrong with that, but some people are taking it to the extreme, I should say. People
right,
are taking
they
it
are,
to the
right.
extreme. And they feel like it's their place to tell other adults, like, you know.
Yeah, they
but
feel
I understand,
entitled,
like,
yeah.
I guess that it's affecting everyone, but I don't know. Some people are taking it to the extreme, and they should know, you know, exactly what it, you know, exactly what that means.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
It just happens when you're just old. So today,
okay.
You know, also the thing with quarantine, too, you know, being that I'm single,
right.
You know, I live alone. I don't have a roommate. You know, it makes me, you know, I'm spending a lot of time alone, which I normally do, but I have the option of going out and, you know, during normal circumstances, I have the option of going out and, you know, socializing if I please, doing
right.
something, doing whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? Like, I don't always just stay home watching TV as much as I've done now. So it just makes me think, I've had a lot of time to think about, you know, being married, having kids, you know, just that kind of like a growner kind of lifestyle, you know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay, like
and
like
I just kind of feel
super
like...
super adult life.
Like, you know, like maybe things are, you know, kind of like coming to an end, you know what I mean? Like things
on
are
your
different.
Single vibes, you mean?
Yeah, and just like just okay. me being like, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, just kind of like long term and just in the future, you know what I mean? Because
okay.
it's kind of like... You know, things aren't the same. Like, I don't know for you, but, like, hangovers, like, for me, like, take the entire day officially at this point. Like, no longer can I get right up. Like, it's not a game. Like, very rarely can I really get right back up and, like, do what
function.
I need to do. Like, I still go to work, but, like, those, I don't know. Like I said, I feel like, for the most part, hangovers take me out. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not the spring chicken that I used to be. You know what I mean? And I just find myself prioritizing things differently, which you could probably agree to that.
Yeah, for sure.
So today, you know, I want us to like just kind of reflect on our 20s, being that, you know, we're both, you know, 29. I guess it doesn't matter if you wanted me to say our, I already said it, but you know, we're at that little end right there. You know what I mean? Our little
right.
last year of our 20s. And, you know, I just felt like it was only right for kind of like us to reflect on that. So I have so many questions, you know what I mean? And so many memories that I have from, you know, like when I was, you know, in my 20s, just so like one major thing that I would say. So for you, let me ask you this. So where you are right now, like where did you see yourself in your 20s, like when you were like 29, basically when you were 20, so to speak? Like where were you, where did you see yourself being, and like, you know, compared to where you are now?
Oh, you mean like from 20 seeing myself
like, you know, like
future?
What were your goals? Like,
I definitely felt like
this, whatever.
I definitely felt like at 20 I was just like, okay, well, you know, at like maybe 25 26, like I'm gonna, you know, do like nail business or beauty business and have a husband and maybe one kid. Like I, in my mind, even if I go back a little bit more pre-20, I was already thinking in 20s or 25, 22, whatever, I would be like a wife with kids and like a husband. Like, you know what I mean? Like the
right.
cookie cutter type life. but still loving or wanting to do what I want to do. You know what I mean? Which is so funny to me now, because reflecting on that, and then if you look at my timeline dating history, it's been fucking crazy. It's been fun. It's been hell and back. You know what I mean?
Right.
So those things definitely change my perspective and views and goals and perspective on those things.
It's funny that you said about being 25 and, you know, having certain things accomplished, because, you know, I used to always say, like, by 26, I wanted to have kids. You know what I mean? Okay. And then it was so funny when I was past 26 and I was like, damn, I said I was going to have kids by now. But I was just like, I can't have kids right now. You know, I just couldn't imagine, because I just felt like, you know, I kind of really wasn't in the place, you know, to have kids, you know, where I would want to. You know what I mean?
Right. But especially if, like, but also, too, considering, like, maybe the dating situation you're in, or the boyfriend you have. The dating situations,
like, and different things like that were factors. But one thing I can say, that when I was younger, I maybe, like, early 20s, maybe somewhere 19, but definitely early 20s, I had definitely said that I would live in Miami.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is funny. But I had said that I was going to live in Miami with my homegirls. You know what I mean? But my homegirl, like, she's practically married. She has kids. So, you know, that's like.
What about your bestie?
Not happening.
Was your bestie ever?
Well, no, this was even farther back then. But, like, okay. Kind of like, we both were from Florida. So we were kind of like, basically, when I had moved to D.C., we kind of said, like, oh, we're going to kind of, like, reunite kind of in Miami and, like,
and come back,
live kind of, like, you know, single ladies life. And I think me and my bestie, we said that, too, but, or we say some city, but that just never happened. Because, you know, gotcha. Life happens, which is understandable. Yeah, life happens,
but at least you fucking came back.
But some things, yeah, some things definitely did happen.
So I have a question. So your version of what you thought moving to Miami, how you pictured it to be, well, besides the friend, of course, do you feel like it matched up to what you had in your mind? Like, what it would look like, what it would feel like, what it would...
Yeah, it definitely has been what I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
To some certain extents, for sure. But compared to my thought process back then, I definitely thought that things were going to be slightly different, because I thought that, you know, I would be, like, kind of with my closer homegirls, like, I would have a roommate, you know, not realizing back then that, you know, kind of being the woman that I am now, I'm not really kind of like the roommate kind of type.
Right.
Because I don't mind, you know what I'm saying?
But having you've grown company. Into your solitude.
Yeah, but, like, right. Exactly. So I'm not really a person that I would feel like, I've had my roommate times, but I wouldn't want, that wouldn't be ideal for me.
For you, right.
So that's right. Where it just really wouldn't have worked, though. But, like, what were some of, like, your best, you know, memories of your 20s?
Ooh, okay, because there was a lot of bad ones at first. So the fact that you asked the good, what's good for me, I would say a lot of, like, reinventing myself as a woman, like, away from relationships, like, being by myself, independent. I would say some highlights are definitely, like, traveling and, you know, just hopping on a plane and going where the fuck I wanted to go, like meeting so many people outside of, like, the US, which was, like, one of my main, I would say, exciting things about early 20s, like, just people from all backgrounds.
Same,
traveling backgrounds, like money background, language, you know what I mean, culture, like shit like that. For sure, travel.
Yeah. Definitely, and traveling with friends, too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, different with memories friends. That I
oh,
had, too.
Oh, yes, yeah, for
times
sure.
Times that I've traveled, yes. I've had a lot of good memories, just even just visiting my homegirls, like, especially, like, when I used to travel a lot, I just made a point to just go see everybody that I knew in different parts of the country.
Dope.
So I would go see whoever and just, like, pulling up on people and seeing how their city is.
Right,
and,
right. You know which one I mean? Have you enjoyed so far, you think? What you, like, as far as the friends?
What do you mean? Like, the friends the city itself?
Or the friends that you visited that were from abroad?
Well, I haven't went to see anybody in abroad, actually.
Wherever but here, seen, or wherever
like,
you went.
But what do you mean? Like, I'm sorry.
You said that you went to go visit friends. It'll give you a reason to go travel and go visit your friends like you said you would. So what parts or wherever did you go did you like the most when you went to go visit your friends in that time
where
frame?
Where did I like the most? You know what? I don't have any place, to be honest with you. I like Houston a lot.
Houston, okay. Yeah. I've never been. I still want to go.
I really feel like that. I really feel like I just can't say that about when it comes to the U.S. right now.
Gotcha.
Because I haven't been everywhere, so it's hard for me to say stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Gotcha, gotcha.
I feel like the cities, I mean, I don't want to talk shit, because I feel like the cities I've been to, they're cool, but they're not like, oh my God. Like, it's just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
It's cool. Gotcha. I had a great time because, of course, when you're, you know,
when you're young and traveling, it's just like,
and somebody's gonna make sure you're having a good time to a certain extent. You're not gonna, they're not gonna take you to all the shitty things. They're gonna take you to the good things. So you're gonna see the good things of the city. So
true.
I really, nothing like too crazy, but, and I like New Orleans too.
I love New Orleans.
Basically, definitely a vibe. So what about like some of your, I'll say my worst memory of my 20s was like one of like my major relationships, which basically took up half of my 20s, ended, which was like, I felt like it was the worst thing that had happened to me, but it's so crazy that it ended up not being the worst thing that happened to me.
Okay.
It ended up being like the best thing, and it was like a major like cornerstone almost to stay for my life. Like, it just was like, it made a huge transition in my life. You know what I mean? And that is so crazy. Like, now that I'm looking at it, like, reflecting I can see that how it just, like, how all the turn of events had happened and so many changes had happened, because I was independent, but it pushed me to, like, further limits. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean? And
so it pushed you, listen, it pushed you to the better.
I'm sorry. I have really annoying neighbors, guys. And
it's okay. I would say the worst for me, I would agree with what you were saying. Well, there's a couple things. For sure, the relationship aspect of, like, I used to put relationships on a pedestal, like, from a little girl, like, you know, just being, like, a hopeless romantic and, like, just putting that as, like, my, I don't say my all in all, because for sure it wasn't my all in all. I always felt like I had to be with somebody who allowed me to do what I want.
Right.
Within reason, of course, as far as, like, goals and just future stuff. So, for sure, two major relationships took up like half of my 20s for sure, like crazy. But you want to know something about those bad memories with those relationships? I always said, you know what? I'd rather for that shit to happen early in my life than later in my life. I'd rather get the education and the perspective now in that time frame. So in my late 20s, early 30s, whatever, I could just be like, nope, that ain't it. Nope, that ain't it. I could be able to see it from a mile away. You know what I mean? And one more thing I was going to say.
Well, I was going to ask you, speaking of kind of what you were saying, like, what are some of, like, the some advice that you wish you had listened to, like, in your 20s that they were actually right? That you were like, damn, I should have just listened to
it. I should have fucking went with my gut. That awkward, weird feeling that I get, like, when I would make certain decisions, like, damn, is this right? Is this right? And I have a perfect example of that. I'll try to make it quick. So there was an ex of mine that I was with, and we decided to move together. And I remember the day that we moved, or we were moving to go, he just started acting up. Like, it was like the demons was coming out of him. Like, and I'm exaggerating that word right now, but like, just the weirdness coming out of him towards me as I was moving my shit out to leave. He was just acting just unsettling for me. It wasn't a good move. And I was just like, damn, should I just stay? Should I just stay? And I remember asking myself, should I just stay? And I'm like, but we already got the gas. We got the fucking U-Haul. We got people moving our shit already. So I'm not going to tell these people, like, no, put my shit back. Like, you know what I mean? I'm already making the move, and he's acting fucking weird. And I don't like that shit. So that for sure. Sometimes, as far as, like, the advice I would tell myself is, even though in that moment, maybe it would have cost people like being mad at me or whatever, because they're helping me move my shit around or whatever, sometimes that gut feeling is just enough to be like, you know what? Like, fuck this whole shit. Like, fuck you. Fuck this. And
but nobody told you it, like, told you something. Like,
no, I actually was talking to this lady that I was renting from at the time before I moved. And she's like, what do you want to do? She's like, well, you already packed up all your stuff. And I knew, like, I didn't know she was already making plans for where I was moving out of. There was, like, this house next to her that I would rent from. And I don't know if she wanted that space for whatever I've been telling her that I was going to move. So that would be for sure top advice. That gut feeling, if you're uncomfortable, if you're not extremely one feeling towards the other, for sure, don't do it.
Has somebody given you
advice? Oh, me advice? Yes. I thought you said, what would be the advice that I would tell myself in that time frame?
Has somebody given you advice that you wish you had listened to in your 20s?
I don't know. I would say anything about like just time being wasted, I guess. Like advice about time, you know what I mean? I've always heard people like, don't waste your time, or, you know, or maybe take your time. You have this much time to do this thing. I probably would have took up like maybe that advice for whatever I was doing in that moment. But I can't really specify a certain type of advice, because I feel like a lot of people, I would say
certain things from my grandmother, just like dating, not a lot, because she has, of course, she has a very old, antiquated way of thinking.
Right. She's older. She's from another time.
Right. Yeah. She's from another time. Yeah. But some certain things that have rang true. You know what I mean? Especially that I would say one thing. For example, I don't like to tell guys basically what wrong the previous guy did to me, for example.
My grandmother will tell me,
you know, like, you know, you shouldn't be telling guys, you know, your business like that. That shouldn't be like a conversation for
my
you.
My mom used to say that shit to me.
And tell guys that. And, you know, that's one thing that, you know, that I have done in the past, especially in my 20s, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talking to different people and not really thinking, you know, like, what's their motives behind me telling them that. So that's, you know, that's one thing that I had wished that, you know, I had, you know, listened, amongst a lot more things that I think that I have reflected, you know, kind of a little bit longer.
Right.
I would definitely say, but, and so to touch back to, since you already said, you know, what advice you would give someone, you know, younger too, I would definitely give to just pursue whatever that you want to do to like your best ability, you know. And so what if it doesn't work at first? Just like keep trying at it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And because being afraid to try is worse than, you know, not trying at all.
Right.
So that's like my best advice for being in your 20s. I feel like that's the best way for you to flourish is. And that's for anybody. Even at this point, you're in your 20s. At any point in your 20s and, you know, that's the best thing for you. If it's something that you want to pursue. Not saying, hey, listen, like, stop your 9-to-5 or stop everything that you're doing. But if you can somehow fit in what you love in life, or what you're passionate about, you know, overall, your way of living day to day is just going to be a lot easier and a lot just happier.
Better quality.
So what are some things that you've improved on, like, you know, like since your early 20s till now?
I would say I have improved on not second guessing shit. I just, if I'm going to get up and do it, I try to just get up and do whatever I'm thinking instead of just kind of like prolonging the thought of it, which, you know, a lot of us do that with certain things that we want to do. Like you just mentioned prior, like you have an idea for something or you're hesitating on making certain type of moves to do certain things, just fucking do it. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
If you're concerned about a job situation, a career move, a project move, like just take the small steps to get to the bigger level of that, what you see in your head. And that's helped me a lot. Cause before I used to rely on like people telling me certain things or like, oh, you shouldn't do it like this. You should do it like that. And I didn't realize till a certain point in my 20s, like, wait a minute, this person's telling me how I should do my shit, but they don't have evidence of what they're telling me in their life.
Exactly.
And it took me a while. It took me a little bit. And I used to be like, what the fuck? But it'll be people that I respected as far as like opinions and maybe artistic view and stuff like that, because I knew they had it in them.
Right.
But I never saw tangible evidence of the advice that they're giving me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's something I definitely did learn for sure. 100%.
I think my communication has improved a lot over the years. I think that I'm able to communicate more. I think so much more before I speak, which I never used to do, especially in my early 20s.
Right.
You know, I really think, you know, about, you know, how, what like the consequences of things are, not even like on like such a serious level, but just like day to day things, like, you know, how is this move can possibly affect me in a week from now? I'm not just thinking of how, you know, short term things. I'm thinking more long term. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? How it's gonna affect me. So that has helped my, I feel like has improved my quality of life as far as like my productivity wise. So that's one major thing, because that's, I feel really like good. I've always done things kind of like slapped together and it's worked out for me. But I feel like if I put my optimum effort and do things the right way and not a hurried way, imagine what the results might be.
Right.
So tighter. I'm just doing different things that way. But I've just been lucky And, you know, I guess, you know, enough to things have worked out and, you know, I've been successful in the things that I've done. But I, like I said, I wish that, you know, I put more effort into things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I feel that.
That's definitely something that I have definitely improved on. So another thing too, so do you have all your same friends from like your early 20s? Like, do you have any of your same friends?
I do. I have, I would say a couple. I have two friends. But they have, they live the life from high school with like married with kids and stuff okay. like that. So we keep in touch, but like hanging out and linking up is different from mm-hmm. what maybe I would want. You know what I mean? Where their kids and their husband and stuff is priority. But, definitely there's two friends that I have kept in touch with and we talk and, they're from like grade school. Like one is from grade school and then one is from middle school.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And have you lost, like, what would you say about, like, the friends that you lost in your 20s? Was it due to, like, just kind of, like, moving on? Like, just different personalities, different goals, different things?
So, I've always said that, like, especially with friends and people that I know, like, I would always have this conversation that, you know, some friends are just meant to be put on a certain level. Like, you have friends to go party. You have friends to have real conversations with. You have friends to actually, like, battle it out with and then still have a healthy friendship. You know what I mean? You have mm-hmm. friends that, you know, just might help you with business or whatever the case may be. And that sometimes we look for everything in one friend when they're not capable of giving that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So the friends that I did outgrow happened to be friends that were pretty much in the party lifestyle and would just make rash decisions and just certain things they would do was like temporary and short-lived. So when I was realizing the decisions I was making, they were more for like the future and things that I really cared for and things that I wanted to last long. So they would just make these crazy ass decisions and get up and go and then want me to move on that behalf the way that they're doing it. And it just wasn't beneficial to the relationship or to me in general. So those are friends that I did lose, like party lifestyle and making these random ass decisions, you know?
So how does the fact that, you know, being 30 make you feel? I know it doesn't make me feel a type of way just yet, to be honest. I don't feel.
Wait, what about you? You didn't answer your question.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying right now. That's what I'm answering right now. I feel like that I don't feel any type of way currently because it hasn't hit me yet. I feel like it's still kind of early. I still got some time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm definitely trying to make it worth it. But I'm also wanting to be more serious at the same time, if that makes sense. So, you know, things in the 30s, you know, like really doing stuff for the long term, not kind of like pushing things off like, oh, I got some time or, you know what I mean? Just accomplishing goals, like focusing on, instead of just doing like different things, like, you know, accomplishing, you know,
right,
bigger goals.
Wait, so the friends that you said that you had in your 20s, do you keep in touch with them or have they fell off or have you?
That question. Oops. You know what? I did just move right on. I talked to those people on Instagram. Like, okay. We don't live in the same state, so it's all love for the most part. I don't really hold any grudges because it's just like there's so much other shit to be thinking about.
Right.
So I don't have any issues with anybody.
Lost friends due to certain things.
A lot of them have kids. So, like, you know, much like what you said too. So they have kids, have situations. So we just have a different situation. So it's kind of hard for us to kind of even link to a certain extent anyways. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because, you know, you don't want to make your friend feel a kind of way. You know what I mean? But, and then also too, it can be crazy. You know what I mean? Trying to hang out, being adults, because, you know, we have so much shit that we got to do, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes you can't just pull up when you want to pull up, you know, things just aren't how they used to be, you know what I mean? You know, just a result of your 20s, you know what I mean? It's like, exactly. You know, when in your 20s, it was like your homegirl could call you like, hey, I just came in at midnight, and it's like, it's on and popping,
but
your homegirl could call you, and on that same day at 10 in the morning, and you're just like, whoa, like, I have my whole day planned.
Right, I have shit to do.
I can't hang out.
Errands to run, right.
Yeah, things just aren't the same, you know what I mean?
That's
a major change that happens in our 20s, which it can be very startling sometimes. Like, sometimes I have that too, where it's just like, you kind of just want to pull up on somebody, and it's like, I can't. It's like, damn.
Right. You know, really, you know what's crazy? That through you saying what you're saying now, I was realizing that I remember, like, all through my, like, teens, like, going into 20s and early 20s, I was mm-hmm. always working. So it's funny that, like, all my friends were down to party all day, any time of day, do whatever the fuck, get up and do it again. And what's funny is that now in life I have time. Like, I mean, besides this whole, like, pandemic and stuff like that, like, I had more time with whatever I could do. Whatever I wanted to do, I have mm-hmm. time for it. And it's funny that now, in the spectrum of, like, adult life, all my friends, for the most part, as far as people I grew up with, I can now. I'm like, yo, you want to hang out? You want to go get drinks? Like, no, I gotta wash. I gotta this. I gotta that. I gotta cook for my husband. I'm like, oh shit. It's just the opposite. So right when I was supposed to be partying with them, I guess earlier in my 20s,
right?
They were. I mean, I was working too much. I was being more responsible or more of the adult, I would say.
Makes sense,
right?
So also being that we're on the 29, I also wanted to touch on how. Like, what society thinks that we should be doing, how our family thinks that we should be doing at this age, like, affects us. Because for me, for example, my mom sent me a picture of this really cute baby saying, you know, can you have us? Can you make a grandbaby like this?
Aww.
And it was really precious. And it's like, Mom, I really would love to. Like, you don't think, like, yeah. I want to be, you know, at home alone, like... You know what I'm saying? And then you're on Instagram, you're seeing all these cute ass...
Families and shit.
Families and
babies
and stuff. And it's like, really, Mom? Like... Way to put the pressure on that I already feel. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right. I know,
you,
I know
like,
that
do you
feeling.
Ever get that from your mom or your family members?
So my mom hasn't really said that, like, what she did to you, which is interesting. But my mom does, like, she always checks up on my dating life. She's like, so, like, are you talking to anybody? Like, and I'll tell her who I'm talking to in the moment or who I'm giving a chance or who I'm sitting down and having lunch with or dating or whatever the heck. And she'll be like, okay, yeah, you know. She's like, you know, make sure you... My mom's very much like... Just make sure you choose the best candidate for your situation, but still doing what you need to do to make sure you're good.
Right.
So, you know, she just kind of just walks me through like, well, you know, watch who you have babies with and this and that because you're of that age, you know, where you might want to have a kid soon and this, that, and the third. And then I'm like, oh, God, here goes the pressure, like the pressure of right. that. You know what I mean? Like about to be into my 30s. And then it's like, okay... Now you got to think about, like, health, which, of course, I've always been. I feel like I've always been aware about health and doing healthy shit to be able to do that. But it's just different times now. You know what I mean? I read this article talking about that, how I was about 20. I had to be, like, 20 years old when I read this article, 2021. And they were predicting how our generation were going to be into their 30s and still not having kids, let alone having a husband or even having their first house due to just economics and, like, how people are looking at their lives now. Like, you know what
makes
I mean?
100% census.
And the fact that schools and stuff like that, people are, like, trying to pay their loans back and finish school. And
yeah,
a lot of people are thinking about their
money.
Career. Right. A lot of
and,
people
the, are, and the hospital want to charge you to have a baby. So people are being more careful. And then people's career is
crazy.
Kind of being more important.
So I thought that was interesting that you brought that up. Because now... Flashback into that article, I'm like, this is exactly what it is. I know so many. I mean, even though we do have friends that might have kids and families, there are a lot of people that I do know that are our age range that are still getting it out here, getting
kids.
It.
Yeah.
And look at this fucking pandemic bullshit. Like, imagine having a kid right now. Imagine having, you know what I'm saying? Like, just imagine
exactly.
that situation. That's fucking scary. So, I mean, do we kind of miss the bullet? I mean, I could say so.
But it's crazy. You say that we miss the bullet. But at the same time, what about when holidays roll around? Like Easter, Christmas, you know, when people are posting up the pictures with their families with the matching pajamas and the baby and they're dressing the baby up for Easter and all these other things. I mean, this is real
it's
stuff.
Real shit, though. Okay,
and
so...
Then, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's easy to say, like, during a quarantine, yeah, we missed the bullet. But
right.
is it really that bad? You know what I mean? Because it's like so many people our age are doing it, so it can't be that bad.
I mean,
because
they don't have no choice at some point. You know what I
mean?
Well,
I mean, you know, some of
but
these people are voluntarily having kids. You
to,
know what I'm saying?
To
they,
answer
you
what
know?
You were saying about that whole thing, when the holidays come around, you see these pictures and stuff like that. Like, yes, for sure, when I see the cutest babies, of course, I'm like, wow, like... That's so cute. But I think what keeps me so... Because we're women. We have that that emotional feel, like, oh my God, this baby's so fucking adorable, I can't wait to have children, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But there's a part of me that's very logical and realistic in the sense that I don't get too deeply emotionally involved in it at times, because I'm like, okay, that's cute, that's nice, that would be awesome, but does my life reflect that situation being good for me in my life right now? You know what I mean? Given the facts that we've talked about so many things about men, the way they behave, just our situation in general.
That's definitely a reality, you know,
like,
check for you.
Like being single and hustling and doing shit on your own, you can't even find a person to have decent conversation with.
Yeah,
it's just also, like, damn, you know what I mean?
And also, that's always there.
Right.
But I just feel like in the moment, I feel like it's more common for you to have, like, during these times when family is saying things to you and holidays, and then you have society, you know, because you work, you're at work, so there's baby showers.
Facts.
There's
That's
conversations
true.
That are being had, and people are asking, well, when are you going to get married? Or, oh, like, people ask things like that, you know what I mean? Like, even though it might seem, you know, odd, but, you know, especially, like, in corporate environments and things like that,
do people at work be asking you that shit?
Well, yeah, they're like, oh, well, just wait till you become a mother, and, you know, do you ever want to become a mother? And it's nothing, like, really too offensive. Of course, it's not their
business. It's not offensive at all, yeah.
But I'm just saying that it's just only natural that I'm single, so it leads people to believe that, you know, basically I'm not as responsible, I'm still having fun, you know
Got
what I mean? I'm not
it.
As serious.
You feel like, okay,
I'm
so not you as feel serious. Like that's what people are thinking.
Well, yeah, that people tend to think due to society that, you know, if you're single right now, and there's not saying there's nothing wrong with it, but clearly you're focusing on yourself. You're not focusing
Facts.
On having
and,
a family
and a lot of people,
or anything like that.
Another thing to bring up with the family situation and having children and kids and stuff like that, a lot of people do come from that background and have that support. Mm-hmm. Like, I come from a background where my mom was single, like, most of her life. So, like, when I see a lot of her life where she suffered maybe not having a companion or someone to be with because she wanted to make sure that we were good, I think that's also maybe some type of, like...
That's a deterrent for you.
Yeah, for me, because that was my mom. That was my life.
Same for me.
You know what I mean? Even when it came to, like, dating men, it was, like, 10, 13 years that she wouldn't, like, let us see her with someone because she knew that we were young girls growing up. And, of course, we weren't
impressionable.
Right. And we weren't in the greatest area of living situation. So I feel like, I guess, coming from that, for me, like, I can see it as... Okay, boom. If I have kids, I know that I don't really have a big family, a big village to raise children also, given if
Same
the situation...
Thing. That's how I feel too.
So I think that's what makes me also, like, for sure, I understand
hesitant,
but also, like, I understand what you're saying about, like, people at work saying that shit just naturally because, you know, that's their life. But I feel like my brain is kind of... I want that, but it's so detached to, like, my previous situation of just growing up with my mother that it's just... For me,
it's
I have to make sure
to respond that way.
I have to make sure that I just know. That's where I say I end up
that you, that
getting
you're
more,
taking care
that
of.
I'm taking care of, or like I just
and your kid is
completely
taking care
got
of.
My shit together.
That's
you feel
a,
me?
I want to say that I don't feel the need to say how I feel about that because I agree with you 100%.
Right, exactly. Because you know, like a lot of people do. Like, let's say they say that shit, and they got their mom, their uncle, their grandma, the on both
they
sides.
Got no,
they got cousins.
No
they got you know they got
yeah,
people to babysit. They got people to be like, oh, you just had a baby. Like, here's a fucking this. Let's throw you a baby shower. Like, that's I understand that if I don't choose correctly my situation for something to happen like that, like I'm not gonna have that type of treatment. Like, if I fuck up, you feel me? Like, it's gonna be me and my fucking baby doing everything. Like, I have to be very, like, strategic in which I do that situation. You know what I mean? And it's funny because I had this conversation with one of my guy friends and we were talking about that. And we pretty much were on the same page with, like, you know, if I'm not financially stable, I'm not having kids.
Right.
And it sucks to say it like that because you don't have to be rich, but, like, you have to be mentally stable, emotionally stable.
Yeah.
Especially being a woman. Like, once you have
it's
a kid.
It's good to say that you still have work to do on yourself and
you're not
100%. There to give a part of yourself
and
to a
honestly,
kid.
And honestly, male-wise, I don't see anybody who's, like, really ready to take that on right now. Like,
okay.
By me. Like,
Girl,
hey,
okay.
Naima, like, let's get together and let's get married
That's
and let's have a baby.
That's why you just need to keep it
That's
safe.
That's why I'm chilling.
Keep it safe. So to kind of, like, wrap things up towards the end, I want us to kind of talk about the next 10 years, you know, just a little bit. So what's something that you're not going to let hold you back in the next 10 years? Like, what's something that you're not going to let hold you back in the next 10 years? Because you're actually turning 30 in a couple of days.
Right. Go ahead.
Sorry. So...
Right. Okay.
So, you know what I mean? Right. I'm sorry. I did it again, too. I'm my bad, girl. I did it again. Shit. So, anyway, like I was saying, I'm sorry. So, you know, just like kind of like an ode to the next 10 years. Like, you know what I mean?
Just not hesitating. Like I said, I've got to the point where I just do what I feel like I need to be doing. I don't really ask too much for advice unless I feel like someone is like seasoned in that department. Mm-hmm. Like I don't look for advice from just anyone, even if there's somebody who's close. It's not about that. It's more about like, do you know what I have to ask you about this thing? Like, also, like I said, not hesitating. And that just working on myself, like no one's, and to love myself, like no one's gonna love you. You have to love yourself, you know what I'm saying? In order to continue to grow and be whatever you want to be, just continue loving yourself and not looking for it in the wrong places, you know, which I've done mm-hmm. in my early 20s. And I said that I could say that I've stopped that.
So that's what you're also going to do different too. So, I would say that what I'm not going to let hold me back is like doing things for the best, like the better, what's best for me. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes what's best for me, everybody's not going to agree with. But if it's what's best for me and feels good for me, you know what I mean? That's what I'm going to, you know, continue within the next 10 years. And where do you see yourself in the next 10 years?
Honestly.
It's so weird when people ask you
it's
that.
It's so crazy because do you remember being like in high school and seeing that shit, like writing an essay, like exactly. Your life in the next 5 years, your life just in the next 10 years. Making up shit, right? Mm-hmm. I would definitely, I don't want to say I hope, but I am going to be working towards just saving, putting shit aside, building something for myself, a cushion, so to mm-hmm. speak. That's my main thing to look at. Like now the partying's over, not necessarily over because we're still much very young.
Right.
And we don't have children. So that's like, that's a part of that too. Right. You know what I mean? Just kind of like doing things that matter and doing things for the long term, and then the money, the finances, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Setting that shit up, doing that shit the right way.
Exactly. I definitely see myself in 10 years, like, owning a house, hopefully having a family, you know what I mean? Yeah. No pressure on having, you know, married, have kids, you know what I mean? Definitely be stable, have, like, you know, a few businesses, if possible. And also I wanted to know, what would you look for like in your ideal partner? Like, you know, just with your, you know, having your knowledge of like your 20s, you know what I mean?
I would say someone with patience, mm-hmm. cause I have a strong character.
You can do like five things.
You know what I mean? For sure. I'm working it. So for sure, patience.
Working it.
For sure. Patience. Uh-huh. For sure.
Same. Me too.
Someone else who is also strong, because I've always been told like maybe you should get someone who's kind of like, you know, I guess more submissive. I don't know if I agree with that or disagree with it, but I would like somebody. I feel like I'm always like parts of people that I am attracted to are parts that remind me of myself. Mm-hmm. That could be maybe kind of vain or narcissistic really? In that way. But like when I really like somebody, it's because they might be parts of what I am or an amplified version of what I am that I want to be.
Right.
So I would say something like that. There would have to be somebody that I can look up to, but also build and have team work with. That's what I'm looking for. Someone who's going to be submissive as much as I would be submissive to them, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have any problem like giving in when I need to give in. Like, I'm not headstrong about like always being in control or whatever. I feel strongly about what I want, you know what I mean? But as far as like how to get that or how to attain that as a couple, like I don't mind giving up the power, so to speak, to get there. Mm-hmm. So I would say those would be like the main things that I'm looking for, as far as like what's important to me in a future partner, etc., or a father, whatever, future
baby daddy
whatever situation, you know. But I mean, preferably, of course, a husband, of course, preferably.
I would definitely say mine would be patient, street smart. You know, you don't have to be like super hood, but you know, you gotta be like street smart.
Yeah, I definitely need a street, I mean, not 100%, but like I need you to be on your shit. Like, I don't want to be able to know more than you as far as that kind of shit. Like,
right.
You know?
Family oriented, for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to, like, love your mom, your grandma. Yes. Like, you can't just be like,
you're damn right.
You don't fuck with your family. Like, that's good. Right. I can't imagine being with somebody like that. That would suck. What else? Definitely, you know, driven, like, ambitious.
Yes.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And you know, they got to know how to fuck good.
Work okay? that thing, baby.
I was trying to come up with a good way to say that, but I couldn't come up
There's
with
no
anything.
Good way to say
it's
it.
It's a little late, guys, so it is what it is. You
no,
know
honestly,
what I'm
too, like, even with, like, character, I just need somebody with a strong character. I need somebody who doesn't take no bullshit. I just need somebody who's just going to tell it as it is, of course, with reason, not disrespectful. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because that's something different. But, as far as that, like, I've just dated people who are just not sure about themselves or,
yeah.
you know, are easily impressionable on other God, people. I don't yeah. like, I don't really like that because it kind of shows that you
don't
really
stand for anything.
Yeah. I need people who are like someone who's going to stand for themselves and be like, no, I don't take this and that. Like, oh, right. damn, you know, good. I like people like that because that's how I am. I don't take this and that. And I'm going to tell you, like, I don't like it. I don't like it. Like, that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
You want to play with me, tough guy? Or how does it go, girl?
what is it? Yeah, that's a drop,
something
right?
about tough guy or something?
Yeah, I forgot the fucking line.
Well, thank you guys for listening to our podcast
Thank
episode.
You, guys.
I hope you guys have been also reflecting on your 20s while listening to today's episode. It's always good to reflect on the past.
For sure.
To, you know, see how you can improve the future. Not 100%. To harp on, not saying you gotta sit there and say
dwell,
you coulda, shoulda,
no
woulda.
Dwelling, no dwelling.
Yeah, you're just thinking like, damn, okay, this is what I did before and this is how I'm gonna do it better. So really, I just thought it was good for us to kind of discuss that. It's always good. And hopefully we're manifesting, you know, what our
Hell
last
yeah.
part with the 10 years. And we can listen to this episode. And when we have all the shit
it.
That we said and we have
right.
all that. And
exactly.
it's like, damn, okay.
Period.
And it's like, damn, okay. Look at us manifesting
okay,
things.
Okay, look at
so,
us. Our little selves. We'll be like, oh, are you
exactly,
doing so young?
Exactly. So definitely, you guys, if you guys want to have anything that you guys are manifesting and you want to share with us, please do.
Oh my God, yes, please do.
That would be really cool. You can also hit us up, you already know, on our Instagram, which is Miami-ish Podcast.
Yeah, Miami-ish underscore podcast.
Yes, exactly. Right. And you can also email us if you'd like to be a guest on our show at Miami-ish Podcast right. @gmail.com.
And for anyone who isn't in their 20s, if you're older, please give us some advice or like what you've already looked back on and what advice you gave yourself or what you feel about your past in your 20s. Give us some feedback.
How did you feel during this transition time? Because it's almost like we're having like, it's not middle age or whatever. What do they call it? Like midlife crisis? Because it's not, we're not midlife, but it's like, this is definitely a transitional time.
It's a transition.
It's just some
people
like a
some people might say midlife, but I don't know what age is really considered midlife. I don't know what age, but you
no
know,
clue.
For me,
it
like
changes.
It's just funny to me because, you know, like I would say in our older generations, like in our age, we dress totally different, we act totally different.
Yeah,
maybe not totally, but like there's a difference. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I very much still feel and look like if you look at me, I look like 20s, early 20s.
Yeah,
you know
I feel
what
like
I mean?
I've been looking younger.
I still
days.
Get fucking carded. I still don't let me put on don't let me put on tennis shoes and a dress. It's a fucking wrap. I look fucking small. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just a mind fuck on it because if you really don't have the responsibilities of a person who might have kids and a family and all the things that certain people think come with the 30 intro, it's like your life is free. You know, I mean,
right?
So to
and
speak.
You're basically 20 in their eyes still, which
right.
is like F you. I'm 30,
right? But I'm fine with that too. You know
I'm not
what
30,
I mean?
But whatever. Right?
I don't got all the stresses of those things, so that's good. To you.
Exactly. And shout out to everybody again that's been listening to the podcast.
Yes, thank you.
Tell
guys.
A friend to tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
We're actually working on a YouTube channel which will be coming out with soon.
Yes.
So be on the lookout for that. We're definitely gonna, you know, list all the information so you guys can take a look at us. We've been getting some requests. People have been saying they want us to do like, you know, some video and stuff. So we got that coming on up.
Let's
anything
do
you
it.
wanna add?
No, I would say to end this off, just do what you want to do. Like, no matter what age you are, just don't fucking hesitate. If you want to do it, just fucking do it. That's my advice entering,
yes.
you know? That's all I got to say.
Exactly. Once again, you guys been listening to Miami-ish podcast. Bye, guys.
Bye.